In recent years, a whole new pickup scene has evolved in metropolitan areas. I'm talking about the singles bar, the modern phenomenon that started in New York and LA and has spread to virtually every city and town in the country. Singles bars are not like other bars or restaurants. Don't kid yourself. Singles bars are for pickups. That's their sole function. Therefore, the ground rules for behavior are different in a singles bar, and you shouldn't try to pretend that they're not. Nobody, male or female, goes to a singles bar just for a drink. They go to meet someone of the opposite sex, and, if they like them, to score, right? Because a singles bar is a unique place, it requires a unique technique. The core of this technique is straightforward, assertive honesty. In a singles bar, the last thing you want to do is pussyfoot, pardon the expression, around. Paul is a guy who hits a singles bar every so often when he's looking to meet a new chick. Let's hear how he handles it.
Bartender, will you give me a ginger ale on the rocks, please?
You're laughing, right? Sounds like Paul's some kind of tenderfoot. If you think so, you've already forgotten the most important thing about singles bars. You're not in there to drink. Keeping in mind the importance of being direct, Paul moves straight to the girl he'd like to meet.
Oh, excuse me. I couldn't help noticing you, because you're the best-looking woman I've seen in here. I wonder if you might join me at a table where we could talk?
Now you think Paul's coming on too strong, right? Well, if he were working a beach or a regular bar, he would be. But here, he's refreshingly direct and to the point. The chick he's picked out, who's obviously wearing nothing but skin under her pink Angora sweater, has been chatting it up with a guy at the bar who hasn't made a single concrete proposal in 30 minutes. So listen to how she reacts to Paul.
Say, that's the best suggestion I've heard on that.
Good.
In fact, why don't we take that table over there in the corner where it'll be more private?
Now, how about that? This girl's making it easy, but why not? She's hanging out in this bar for one reason, and Paul's the first guy she's met who isn't pretending he just stopped in for a drink. To score, you have to play your hand straight. And that's what Paul continues to do. Listen.
I work in a management training program at the First Charter Bank, and I live in this neighborhood. I'm into water sports and beautiful girls, which is why I wanted to talk to you.
But I can't swim.
No, but you are beautiful. And I bet you work in an office, too.
Paul's giving her both information about himself and compliments about herself. And remember, even the most acclaimed beauty wants to be told that you think she's pretty. Paul's also right to guess that the chick is a professional or an office worker of some sort, because those are generally the type of chicks who hang out in singles bars.
You're right. I'm an assistant account exec at the agency right across the street from the First Charter Bank. But I don't like water sports.
Now she's testing Paul. He's come on nothing but strong, and she wants to be sure that he's not exclusively bullheaded. So she's challenging him to see how he handles it, whether he's a nice guy or a thug.
Well, there's nothing sacred about water sports, is there?
I don't know. Is there?
She's really pressing him for some kind of reaction. She's not going to let him off the hook. In her own way, she's being straight and direct. She wants some indication of how Paul feels about things. Paul senses this is important, that the success or failure of his pickup depends on how he handles this, so he proceeds carefully.
Hey, I was just trying to give you some idea of my interests. I don't want to force anything on you.
This is exactly what the chick wants to hear. Paul goes on.
Sailing, water skiing, those are my things. You don't have to dig them. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I just wanted you to know what my thing is.
That's cool. But now I'm embarrassed. I mean, I thought you might be this heavy macho guy, and I don't go for guys like that. So I made that up about not liking water sports. I was only testing you. I love water sports, particularly if you can play them in a bubble bath.
Can you believe that? Come on. Paul's pretty turned on now because he thinks he's got a live one, but he's still wary. He knows the experienced chicks in a singles bar really check a guy out before they'll trust him, and he suspects his come-on may be another test, so he pretends he missed her innuendo.
What else do you like to do when you're not working? Go to the opera? Read?
You're serious.
Yes, I'm curious about what really interests you.
That's far out. I haven't met a guy who's cared about that in a long time.
So tell me.
Well, you guessed it. I like to read Russian novels. Let me tell you about the Tolstoy novel I just finished.
Paul did it. He managed to separate the girl he wanted to pick up from the bevy of chicks at the bar, impress her with his own style, and then convince her that he was interested in her as a person, in addition to just as a beautiful girl. Let's hear how their conversation winds down.
I sure have enjoyed talking to you.
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised myself.
But I really mean it. I've never met a guy in here before who cares about what I think.
I've never met anybody before who could tell me so much about Russian novels. I'm practically ready to go to Moscow.
Well, that's too far. Why don't we just go back to my place? I've got a few more things I want to tell you.
Bingo. A perfect score. Paul started out tough, played his cards out in the open, and then pulled back to give this girl time to get comfortable with him. He never forgot the reason she was in the singles bar, so he knew, no matter how much she talked about Russian novels, that in the back of her mind she was trying to decide if he was the guy for her. And by then, he was so genuinely interested in her as a person that her invitation to go home with him, when it came, was inevitable. Try it for yourself.